Hey, Bad Friends fans!
We're on tour, baby.
On tour, baby, and this is our last leg.
One of our last legs for this chunk, and we're going to
Jacksonville, Florida. We're doing a Florida run, guys.
Then we're doing St. Petersburg,
Hollywood, Florida,
and then Orlando, Florida. So Jacksonville, St. Petersburg, Hollywood, and Orlando, come out and see us. After that, we come back to the West Coast, baby.
And we're going to go to my hometown, San Diego.
Yeah, we do Riverside and San Diego. Two shows in Riverside and then San Diego, and then we go back up to the Northeast. But for now, Florida, Riverside, San Diego, come out and see us in Jacksonville, in Orlando, in Hollywood.
You're
going to
love it. You're going to learn so much about your life.
Go to badfriendspod.com. Badfriendspod.com.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Well,
what?
We got ourselves a brand new Asian.
Well, am I being replaced? Because this is fucking... First of all, she accused me of saying a jungle Asian. I've never said that, have I?
No. Roll the tape.
Yeah. And also, I love all people. I know, there's some.
Some.
There's some Asians, I don't even know what island they're from. Those are the weird ones.
So many of you guys. There's so many more than I ever thought.
There's different varieties.
I love it. Look at, he's got his Gooner jersey on, my boy.
Yeah. You know what? I'm so sorry. I love you. I love your soups. I love your movies. What was it? Full Metal Jacket? Really good movie. A classic.
It was really good.
Who directed it?
Coob.
Coob.
The Coob.
You know, have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Coobsy boobsy, baby.
Well, really, you've seen it?
I've seen it.
What is it about?
The army.
Yeah. And what else?
And a really tough jacket.
Well, it is Full Metal.
Yeah.
It is a Full Metal. It's tough.
She's not wrong.
It's not adamantium steel like Wolverine wears, but
it's pretty close.
Yeah. Pretty good.
So we got ourselves a brand new Asian. You have to announce yourself because you're going to be on camera.
Yeah, she's...
She's on camera.
She's my new Carlos.
She's my new Carlos.
Much better looking.
Will you introduce Carlos? Yourself, please?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Yeah.
Man, they're all the same, you guys, huh? Yeah.
I'm like that?
Quiet and polite. No, you're not. You're the exception
happened.
Of the rule.
I think I got dropped in my head.
99.9% of Asians are high, quiet, sweet, polite, just like lovable, wonderful people. And then there's you.
Yeah, my dad goes, pick me up as a baby and goes, this one broke. Put it back in it. Cook more.
No. Your dad tried to shove you back in your mom.
Yeah, there was something wrong with me since day one.
Well, she's from where your mother lives. She is a Phoenician, as it were. Uh-huh. We got a new Arizona Phoenician in our midst. So we got two AZ scumbags in the house.
Because I saw you at my house the other day, right?
Yes.
And you were with, who are you? Oh, you're coming up with, see, I thought she was with David, so, and Tim. What's his last name?
Chandransu.
Yeah, and I always call him Tim Cucamonga. I don't know why, because I just don't know how to say his last name. But
sounds right.
Yeah, yeah. But and I thought, oh, Dave and Tim brought their daughter. I don't know what it was. You know what I mean? But then she works for us.
She works for us now.
Amazing.
And I saw she has a tattoo right in the middle of her chest. It's undeniable. You have to see it. It's like she's pulling focus.
What does the tattoo say?
It says 666. And I was like, what does that mean to you? Do you know what 666 is?
Well, when
is?
She looks at it, it's 999.
That's right.
So
that's what she said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 666 is the mark of Satan.
The mark of the beast, baby.
Of the beast. Beelzebub.
And then, I don't know if you guys know that, but they just approved Satanism to be taught in schools.
Oh, is this 222?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
222.
That's her name.
Is that the area code? What is it?
That's her name. That was her mother's pet name. 222. Come here too.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like when I'm making love. Just the actual sound going. Anyway,
no, 222 because it's what? Explain it in the mic. Say what it is.
It means like alignment, and that if you're on like a path that you feel like you're it's kind of rocky, it's like no, you're on the right path. You're
this
aligned.
This is a tattoo that only someone from Arizona would have.
Right.
Because and boy, oh boy, is it treacherous out there.
It's pretty treacherous. Well, so there's a lot of people like you out there, huh? A
lot of
hippies.
A lot of hippie dippies.
It's a hippie vibe, right? Do you like the Grateful Dead?
No.
Okay, good.
I do.
I think they're terrible.
Really?
Dude, I don't want to hear a jam in G major for 45 minutes. They jam for like 45 fucking minutes, man.
I love them.
It's fun.
Big fan.
You like them?
What
was the lead singer's name?
Close. I heard the first part.
Yeah, almost.
Ted?
No, yeah.
Gem.
Gems. That's his name, Gems.
Yep.
How'd you know?
Ted Gems.
Big fan.
Ted Gems was the lead singer. His name was Jerry Garcia.
Oh, right.
There's an ice cream named after him.
I thought you meant the guitarist.
How many fingers did he have?
At least 8.
True.
Pretty good. He had 9.
He had 9.5.
9.5, yeah.
He had a little stubby bubby. My girlfriend in high school, her brother was like a huge Deadhead.
Yeah.
Or just a fan of Jerry Garcia. Uh-huh. And there's like an iconic poster that has his handprints on it. And one finger is obviously missing.
Whoa.
And every time I went in there, I thought, he's going to do that to me. Because he finds out I'm fucking his sister. He's going to fucking cut my
fingers. Was he Yakuza?
He was.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was yacked up.
He
was yacked up, dog.
Yeah, when Yakuza are yacked up, they're yacked up, dog.
Can I play you guys a song that struck me this week?
Okay, go ahead.
And we're going to be free and clear on this song.
Can you acapella it?
No, but I want you to hear some of it. I think we won't get clipped for this because it's public right, because it's PBS.
Okay.
I don't want to live on the moon. Type that in. My buddy Chris O'Connor, shout out O'Connies, sent it to me. I've been listening to it all week. I don't want to live on the moon.
People I love, so although I may go, I'll be coming home soon. 'Cause I don't want to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
Are you okay, man?
I relate to Ernie so much.
This is what you sing when you're in Australia, missing your wife and your dog.
No, you know what? Honestly, it's a metaphor for it. That's written for adults. Maybe a song for kids, but that's definitely for adults.
I literally thought it was good. The last line was going to be something crazy.
I know you did.
Yeah.
But I wanted to start it with from the heart. Right. I wanted the show to start from a very sweet, simple place. And let me tell you something. That song is so deep and so perfect. So simple.
I thought he was going to say, you know what I mean? I don't want to live on the moon. I'm a you know what I mean? Like some
I think
twist.
That was implied.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he's gay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, are they not allowed on the moon?
No, but I just thought that the end, there was going to be a payoff at the end.
I know you did.
2 minutes.
I know you did. I wanted you to take that in and really absorb that song.
Well, the end is him getting back into bed with Bert and they start fucking.
No, I observed. They don't have a double. They have twin breasts.
Yeah, they push them together.
Oh, they do at the end?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the unedited version.
Oh, really?
The explicit version, he pushes about together and they start 69ing.
And you're like, this is made for adults.
Yep.
Oh, I see.
I don't want to live on the moon. How beautiful. Yeah, it's stunning.
It is, you know what, dude? If I think about it, it's so stunning and beautiful.
Because think about it, dude.
Okay.
You ever looked at the moon? I want to go out there. And then you think, what am I going to do when I get out there? I gotta be back here by everybody I love.
Yeah, I mean, if I was on the moon, I'd die.
You would die.
You would die too.
No way. I'd be prepped. You wouldn't bring shit.
I wouldn't even bring the thing.
Carlos would call you the car to the moon. You'd get the car to the moon.
Hey, man, you have a 7 a.m. pickup.
You'd make it.
I'd show up.
Nothing. You'd pack nothing.
Right. They would shoot me up. Everyone has their helmets on and the suit.
You'd have
I got nothing.
Nothing. You'd have an Arsenal jersey. Right, and Arsenal a vape. Jersey.
Yeah, and a vape.
Can I vape in space? That'd be their first question.
And I walk out and I just implode. Yeah. You would implode. You
turn
yeah.
into that dust packet from ramen noodles.
Yeah. No Wi-Fi on the moon. You can't switch.
Can't switch on the moon, dog.
I think you can.
Can you switch on the moon?
I'll tell you why.
Why? Yeah.
Because Wi-Fi is from satellites.
Boom, there's Wi-Fi. Nice try, Jess.
Yeah, nice try.
Damn.
And
all
the
right.
satellites, guess where they are?
Space.
Not in the sea. Are they in the sea?
They are. They absolutely are.
They're in the sea.
Yeah. I'm learning a lot about space.
Dude, what is wrong with you today, dude?
I don't know, man.
Dude, you know what? Let me say something to you.
That hit me in a weird
way. You're jolly right now.
That hit me in a way. You know what it really is? Mm. It made me, I missed home. We got home and I thought, that's what that song is about. That song is about being back with the people that you love.
And the tour bus is the moon.
The tour bus is the moon. I don't want to live on the fucking moon.
But we can visit it.
We can visit the moon. We can visit the moon. And then I learned about space. I learned divine geometry. There is 108 moons in between the moon and the earth. And there's 108 suns in between the sun and the earth. You tell me that's not fucking crazy? Sacred geometry.
What the fuck is wrong with
Look
you?
Look up 108 moons. Maybe
dude, literally, what the fuck is wrong with you right now?
Smoked a big one today.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Are you high right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got baked.
I could tell a little bit.
Yeah, I got high.
I don't like it.
108. Look at that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Divine geometry. Look at this. There's 108 suns between the sun and the earth. There's 108 moons between the moon and the earth. You telling me that's not?
Wait, wait. Between God. The moon and the earth, there's 108 moons.
Between the sun and the earth, there's 108 suns.
Aren't they asteroids? They're not fucking, they're not moons.
I think he means like distance.
Distance, dog.
They're not really the moons.
I mean, she's got it there.
Can you... 108 moons if you put them together.
Yeah.
I think he meant that there was 108 moons in between the two fucking things. This is how I was much... like, I've never seen that on fucking.
That's how much I like
the
her.
The movie Dean Pimp.
When you finally got it, she clapped a little bit. She went like this. Oh, you got it.
That's
I like
my daughter.
Her. I like her a lot.
You know that's my daughter, right?
You wish.
Oh, you think if I had a daughter, she wouldn't look like that?
No fucking way.
She would look like Ali Wong.
Yeah. No.
No.
Who would it look like?
Wait, I said yeah too fast.
Yeah. If I had a daughter, who would it look like?
You with tits.
Has tits.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You before you get your hair cut.
Yeah.
You now look like your son. All the tour you've looked
like.
Dude,
my daughter would be haughty.
No chance.
Fuck yeah, dude.
No chance.
First of all, I would have her underwear would be made out of a fucking cage.
Yeah, because she'd be showing her butthole to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, the butthole queen.
Her butthole will be loose, but her vagina, no one's been there.
Oh, right, so she's Catholic?
Yeah.
You let him in the back.
Yeah, the back.
Get in the back door.
Yeah.
That would not be your daughter. I'm sorry, dude. First of all, she...
What would my daughter look like then?
Not
That's
good.
That's offensive.
What?
Because if I fucking had a baby with, like, Glenn Close...
Doesn't matter.
Right? It would look like... You know what? It would look like an explorer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, with Glenn Close.
An explorer?
Yeah, like, you know, he travels the seas, or she.
They.
Oh, they.
You let your daughter choose their gender, bud. Okay. Don't get too far ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
It's not even alive yet. You'd have a good-looking kid. I take it back. You're a hot guy.
I
am stoned.
I know. But if you, I know you are. But if you look at my photo of when I was 20, I looked okay.
You look really cute.
I did this to myself.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Dude, what's wrong with you right now?
Nothing.
I like it.
Sing the song for me.
Oh, I'd like to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
You don't want to live on
the moon. I want to live on the moon.
Yeah, you do. See, this is the problem. That's why Ernie wrote that song, because it's for people like you that think they can live on the moon all the time. This was a lesson I'm trying to impart on you. Can't live on the moon all the time, man.
I think you're saying is that we should be grateful for where we are.
That's right. That's what the song is really about.
It's about
I
that.
Just wanted to bless the room with something peaceful and wonderful to start.
Yeah. It's really beautiful, dude.
I really think it is.
Yeah. There was this comic named Peter Chen.
Yeah.
Do you know Peter Chen?
I don't.
First of all, when I came to LA, he was like a 50-year-old Asian guy. He did his own documentary about his life.
Peter Chen. So he was 50 years old.
He goes, I'm the Asian around here.
Mm.
Right? I don't know what you're doing up here. Go back to San Diego.
I remember you telling me this.
Right?
Yeah.
And I go, all right, dude, relax, right?
He was right, though.
But he had the best. He would write his own comebacks. Okay. I don't want to do hacky ones. You know, I'm not going to do the one like, you don't bother me when I'm working, right? I don't go to your work and slap the dick out your mouth.
Yeah, those are great.
Those are hacky, you know what I mean?
No, they're great.
So he did this. If someone would heckle, they go, you heckle one more time, I stick you on the rocket ship, shoot you to the moon. That was his fucking comebacks.
That's pretty good.
And everyone in the back would be like, you know what I mean? Because the audience would be like, what the fuck? But... they're clean.
But the assumption is he's Asian, must know math, must be engineer, must be able to get somebody to the moon. I see it clear as day.
Dude,
that's actually a very
deep joke. I don't
like the
state you're in right now,
dude. That's a deep joke.
It's pretty deep. Obviously.
Can I tell you a street joke?
Yeah, I'll have some.
I got a street joke for you.
Go ahead.
You guys
clean.
Are gonna...
Is it clean?
Yeah.
Good.
Kind of. Kind of clean. Jewish guy and a Chinese guy are in a bar.
I've heard this one before. You told me this.
Yeah, you told all of us.
You told all of us the other day.
At dinner.
So I'm not going to laugh.
You're going to laugh.
No. All right, say it differently then.
All right, this Jew and his Chinaman are in a bar.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jew stands up, punches the Chinaman in the face.
I hate this joke.
And he said, that's for Pearl Harbor. And the Chinaman says, that was the Japanese. He goes, Chinese, Japanese, all the same to me. Moments later, Chinese guy gets up, cracks the Jew right in the mouth. Jew says, what was that for? He says, the Titanic. And he says, that was an iceberg. And he says, iceberg, Steinberg, it's all the same to me. You like it?
The first time you told it was way longer.
Yeah.
I sped it up.
Yeah.
I sped it up. Sorry,
the cleanest
man.
Joke.
Sorry, man.
You know the grasshopper walking the barge? I like that joke.
Huh?
You know that joke?
No.
You know this joke?
I don't know.
Grasshopper walks into the bar. Bartender goes, hey, we have a drink name after you. Grasshopper says, you have a drink named Steve?
That's good.
That's good.
It's a good one, dude.
Street jokes.
I love. Don't you love street jokes?
I do. They're so fun.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so simple and so easy. There's nothing to them.
They're yeah. fun.
They don't mean anything.
A gay couple are living together.
Here we go.
Right. And this is not that funny.
In sin, by the way. Go ahead.
So they're living together. They're in love. And they love it, right? And one guy, you know, he's a stay-at-home husband. Mm-hmm. And the other guy works. Mm. You know what I mean? And one morning, the businessman that's in the relationship gets up to go to work. And he sees his partner jerking out into a condom.
Into a condom.
Yeah, into a condom. He goes, what are you doing, man? He goes, I'm just packing your lunch.
That's a great joke.
Yeah.
You got one?
Yeah.
My dad told one at dinner.
Oh, give me the one your dad told. I didn't know if I heard it.
Yeah, he was so excited to tell this to everybody. Yeah, it's a good joke. It's this older couple. They both go to the doctor because they're having memory problems. The doctor says, oh, it's fine. Just write everything down. So the next day, they're getting, he goes, do you want some ice cream? She goes, yeah, I want chocolate and vanilla, but write that down. He goes, nah, I'll remember it. And she goes, okay, but I want sprinkles too, and write that down. He goes, all right, no, I'll remember it. She goes, and I want a cherry on top. Are you writing this down? He goes, no, don't worry. I'll remember it. So he comes back like 30 minutes later with a plate of bacon and eggs. And she goes, what the hell are you doing? I asked for toast with that.
That's very good.
I heard it before.
I like that.
Yeah,
can I tell
joke.
You the longest joke I've ever heard?
We got nothing but time.
It's a long joke.
How much of this is going to be cut?
I'm loving it all.
Okay, good.
You are, all right. So this is the longest joke. I know. It's pretty long.
Okay.
This takes a whole hour?
I hope you can follow along.
I'm here.
All right. So there was a great magician named Fernando the Magnificent, mm-hmm. right? Sold out Vegas, residency in Vegas, sell out. For years, 20 years, sell out every night. One of the best magicians. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to retire. I'm going to do my final show, right? So he goes, I need to come up with a fucking magic trick, right? That's going to blow everyone's minds away. And so he's sitting there, writing it, working on it, and he fucking figures it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so final show now. Fernando the Magnificent, okay? And he goes, toward the end of the show, he goes, for my last act, I need a volunteer. I need the strongest man in the room to help me with this next trick. And no one raises his hand. Come on, the strongest guy, please. And all of a sudden, one hand in the audience, 6'8", redneck, you know what I mean? Thick, muscular, you know? He goes, hey, man, I'll try, right? Come on, what's your name? My name is Bubba. All right, so Bubba, see that metal bat? See that metal bat on the stage? Bubba goes, uh-huh. I want you to swing that bat and hit me in the face. Right? And Bubba goes, hey, man, I want to let you know I'm really strong. I'll fucking kill you, dude. So I'm not going to do that. And he goes, hey, man, come on. It's a magic trick. I got it, right? Just swing it as hard as you can into my face, dude. It's a magic trick. I'm not going to get hurt. All right, man. All right, here we go. He swings back, hits Fernando in the face. Fernando's head splits open. Blood squirts out of his skull. Right? His eyes roll back. He goes into convulsions. He hits his back. He goes into a coma.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Cut to now the hospital. Cut to the hospital.
I know where this is going.
I don't.
You know? All right. Do you guys know? Right. Cut to Fernando. So Bubba quits his job. He lives in Alabama. He quit his job because he feels so bad that he almost killed Fernando the Magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
So he's at his bedside every day, right? A couple of months later, right? Doctor comes in. Hey, I'm sorry, Bubba, but we're going to have to take him off life support because there's just no sign of activity.
Yeah.
And Bubba goes, look at his pinky. And you see Fernando's pinky moving like this. And the doctor goes, okay, that's a sign. I'll come back a month later. I'm sorry, one pinky is not going to do it. Look, both pinkies. Every month he comes in, this doctor, every finger, a new finger is moving.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So then a year goes by, whatever, right? Well, 10 months go by. All the fingers are moving, right? And the doctor comes in and goes, listen, I know the fingers are moving, but we just got to take him off life support. He goes, his eyes are opening. So Fernando's eyes starts opening. He looks at the doctor, looks at Buddha, but blah, blah. And then he goes, ta-da!
I knew it. I knew it. I feel like you've told that joke on this show.
Have I told that joke before?
I think so.
Yeah.
Then why'd you make me fucking tell it again, you piece of shit?
Worth it. Worth it.
Why'd you make me tell it again, you piece of shit?
The energy today feels like it's at the right time.
Oh, it's like the best of?
Yeah.
Best of.
Let's do the best of.
DoorDash!
You know what, Andrew? I love getting delivery.
Yeah, you do.
And I love delivery apps, but my favorite one is DoorDash. I'll tell you why. I use it all over the country. I'd use it in Hawaii. They have the best options. Missing the syrup from your pancakes, Andrew? Or just ran out of your favorite coffee creamer? With DoorDash grocery delivery, you can get what you want right when you need it.
Here's the deal. Everyone loves convenience. You want to get what you want right to your front door. With DoorDash grocery delivery, you can stock up for the week and order last-minute cravings conveniently from the comfort of your crib.
That's right. With thousands of grocery stores to choose from, you'll find the best in your neighborhood and boost your local economy with each and every order.
You're going to get exactly what you ordered. They're going to make it right, okay? Sit back, enjoy quality groceries just like you picked them yourself without having to go to the grocery store and see all those people and get in those lines and do all that stupid stuff that you don't want to do. You sit at home and do it from the house.
You guys, get 50% off your first DoorDash order up to a $10 value when you use code FRIEND2023 at checkout.
Limited time offer, terms apply. That's 50% off up to $10 on a $15 minimum subtotal and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code FRIEND2023.
Don't forget, that's code FRIEND2023 for 50% off your first order with DoorDash.
ButcherBox.
Andrew?
I'm a meat eater, Bobby.
I love the meat.
I'm a big meat guy.
And I like high quality meat.
That is actually the truth. I want 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood.
There's not a better feeling in the world when you come home and you see a ButcherBox box outside your front door.
I love it.
Right? My everything gets tingly.
I get tingly all inside because it's free shipping always. It's curated and customized box plans to what you like. And I got to tell you, my favorite ButcherBox is when I get a big old hunk of meat because I'm a big steak guy. I love cooking steaks. I love putting them in my little cast iron skillet, then finishing them up in the oven. And it is so good because it is 100% grass-fed beef. It's so delicious.
Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones, guys. Delivered right to your doorstep. Am I not right? Like I just said?
You don't have to do anything. It just comes right to you. And I got to tell you, it's never been easier to get meat delivered to your door from ButcherBox because it's hard to go to a good butcher and find one in your area. Some places don't even have them. This way you get high quality meat, no antibiotics or added hormones, right to your door, a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. And they've got exclusive member deals. So ButcherBox is giving us a special deal. Sign up today using code BADFRIENDS to receive ground beef for a year plus $20 off your first order.
That's 2 pounds of ground beef free in every box for a year plus $20 off your first order when you sign up at butcherbox.com/badfriends and use code
BADFRIENDS.
God, what is wrong with you? You're smiling.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. When did you get high?
About 20 minutes ago.
Why?
I was coming here.
I know, but you never have done that. You've never
I'm not high.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh.
Look.
Oh, okay. My God. I think he's lying, though.
I think you're lying.
I swear.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? There's a namaste about you.
Yeah, dude, I'm trying to zen.
You're like peaceful.
I'm trying to fucking zen.
Oh, you're zened out right now.
I told him you didn't want to do the show, and he said, well, I'll do some edibles before coming.
Yeah. He told me he didn't want to do the show today.
No, it's not that I didn't. I'm just so tired.
Same.
Yeah, I haven't packed.
Same.
I'm doing laundry.
Same.
Okay. Yeah, and I just asked.
Still showed up for the show.
And I'm here too, as
did,
well.
Did a pod before this.
I'm here. I did two yesterday.
I know you did. You called me with Megan Trainor.
Yeah, yeah. She's the best.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's fine.
She literally is I love her whole family. They're the best.
They are. Actually, her whole family is wonderful. We had dinner with them. She had dinner with my parents.
She told
her
me
parents
in
Australia.
Is that your brand, Juice?
Yes.
That's the movie, Juice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So let's shake it up. Ready?
Hold on. Let me just start.
I'm sorry.
I gotta walk into it.
You can show your butthole?
No, not right now.
$10,000.
You look like a race car driver.
Yeah.
Like in the best way possible.
You look like you race Mario Kart.
After retirement,
karts.
Yeah.
Oh, good job. You fucking piece of shit.
Let's go.
Let's start new.
Sorry. Let's start fresh.
Welcome to another episode of Bad Friends. My name is Bobby, and you know what, dude? I've been thinking about the moon.
What have you been thinking about the moon?
I don't want to live there.
Me neither.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Too far.
But I would visit it like Armstrong did.
Lance?
Or Louis.
Did Lance go all the way up there?
The one with the nut cancer.
That's Lance. Did you buy one of those yellow bands back in the day?
No.
I bought a whole bunch.
What does the yellow mean?
Remember he had like the Live Strong bracelets? I bought a fuckload of them.
Is it because of the steroids or the cancer?
Both. One led to the other, I guess. But they were $2, and then $1 went to cancer research, and the other one went, you know, to the production of them.
Oh.
You can still buy Live Strong bracelets.
Oh, that's amazing.
Why don't we have Bad Friends bracelets?
And they should also go to testicular research.
Yeah, but what should the donation be? So $1 goes to the production, and $1 goes to what? Our charity of choice. We should do that.
Yeah, the charity is somebody needs to fund my video game play.
Cannot be you.
Oh,
has to be a third party. Can't be you. Something you care about around the world that we should.
What do I really care about? Honestly, stilts for dwarves.
Stilts. We're a big stilt family.
Because I think that they can be taller.
They can be.
You know, or that operation. Can I just say something? You know the operation where they sever the bones? In China, they do it. They sever the bones when Chinese people are short, and then they can't walk for a year, but then the bone grows in,
yeah,
and they become taller.
Yeah, with a callus on it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
They insert some bone in there.
Can we do that?
Limb lengthening surgery.
Whoa. Yeah, can we do that?
We can.
Yeah.
We can do.
Okay. Would you get your limbs lengthened?
What?
Would you get your limbs lengthened?
No, because I don't want just my legs. I'll look weird.
So funny if you had super long legs.
If me?
Yeah, you look like a lollipop. If you had really long legs.
Well, I would do stuff to my upper body so that it would match.
Like what?
Sit-ups.
Dad, no.
Oh, yeah, I would look like a lollipop.
Yeah, you'd be a lollipopped.
Or like those cake pops at Starbucks.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Colorful. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Interesting. What would you get done? If you could get a cosmetic surgery, what would you get done?
I probably would, if I could have a body thing, it probably genuinely would be, I'd get a butt injection. I'd get a bigger butt.
Whoa.
I want a big trunk, dude.
I think you're right about the area, but can I say something?
What, tighten up my butthole, you think?
No.
That pipe's been leaking.
I saw your butthole on the tour bus.
Yeah.
Can I share that?
What'd you see inside of there?
Not inside. You need rectal darkening.
I need some coloring.
It's way too pink.
Can you tattoo the inside of your tush?
You should be able to do it because it's like, it was so pink, it looked like a octopus pussy. I'm like, is that octopus pussy?
Did you see anything hanging out in there?
No, it was actually very clean.
Well, I've had a temporary resident in there sometimes.
Like a mouse?
A hemorrhoid.
Oh.
I've had a tenant.
I'm like, what are you, Richard Gere?
I've had a tenant that's not paying rent, I got to tell you. And he comes and goes as he pleases. He's squatting. Really
can you see it from the outside?
I have a hemorrhoid that's squatting right now.
Like, if you showed me your butthole, would I be able to see its little eyes stick out?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Sometimes, yeah, it does. Sometimes it hurts. But, I got it probably from, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you, this.
Bobby? How?
Well, you know what would be cool about
stress?
Hemorrhoids?
Stress? That's what they're from, stress.
Oh, you know,
have
I
you
thought.
Seen the seashells with the little slugs in it with their beautiful eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And they look so cute,
yeah.
Right? Why can't hemorrhoids have that?
That's true.
Sticking out your butt, little eyes sticking out, then it'd be so boink, cute. Boink. Yeah. Boink, boink. And looking around.
Yeah.
You'd That'd be really less cool. stressed.
Yeah, I got to be less stressed.
No,
I know.
No, you'd be less stressed if it was cute like that.
Yeah, like.
No, that'd be like, more stressed because everybody would want to see it.
Dude, if that was your hemorrhoid, look at the little eyes.
That's so cute.
So cute. And then we can go, hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Can I do 5 minutes to open the show?
Yeah.
Charlie, you bombed last week. We're not going to let you do it twice.
Come on, I got some good ones.
My dad had a skin tag in his tank.
Oh. He had a hanger, huh? Wait, how did you see your dad's taint, bud? This is a story I guess we got to hear. Here we go.
When I was a kid, he took me to a Korean spa. And you know, Korean, if you go to a Korean spa, they stretch.
Mm-hmm.
They get naked and stretch.
Yeah, they do.
And they make one noise.
Ooh.
No, close.
I go.
In a row.
I go.
So they stretch. And one day I was just sitting there on like a bench.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was going, I go. And he bent over and there was a skin tag. And in my head, this is how fucking crazy I was. I heard the skin tag talk. And you know what he said?
Mm.
Help.
He's trapped.
Right. And then I would have like this inner like dialogue with the skin tag. Like, why didn't you go up in the neck where all the other skin tags are? What? You grew in the wrong place.
No, he got lost.
I know he got lost.
He got
separated.
But
there's no way to transfer that over to the neck.
You can't.
Yeah.
Imagine ruining removing a skin tag and then placing it somewhere else on your body from your taint to your neck.
I just want it here. Yeah.
Honestly, I've never seen my dad's taint. I can't believe you got to see
Have
that.
Have you seen your dad's genitals?
Penis, yeah. Every boy sees their dad's penis at a certain age.
There we go.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
My dad got out of the shower. I was like 7. And I was like, oh, sorry. And I walked in. He goes, get over here.
whoa.
And I came back in and he goes, you like wind? I go, wind?
Yeah.
He goes, you like mills? I go, mills?
Yeah.
He goes, what about windmills? And he windmilled it. And he just windmilled it. Yeah. And honestly, it was so big, I heard.
That's hilarious.
It was nuts.
You know what my dad used to do?
What?
I don't know why, but he heard about the pink pull my finger, but he didn't know that there was a fart. So he go, pull my finger. I pull it, nothing would happen.
What did he think that
I
was?
I don't know, but I just pull it. He goes, good, right? I go, there's supposed to be a fart at the end of that, Dad.
By the way, you want to know what fine we're actually going to catch on the road? The amount of times Bobby's farted into the mic, I guarantee you we're getting fucked for some of those
I've had
mics.
So many good ones, though.
They've been awesome.
Yeah, they've been pretty impressive.
Yeah. There was one like machine gun Vietnam.
Yeah. You know what it is, too?
What?
Because your butt is angular.
Thank you.
It is, and it does, and it has the perfect slappy pappy sound.
Exactly.
It does.
Yeah, it's got like little bat wings.
That's what I've been doing, though.
Yeah. I have a very good butthole.
That is your butt. That is 100%. Oh, my God.
That's it. That's my butt.
You have Hank Hill's butt.
I have Hank Hill's butt, dude. It's amazing.
Damn it, Bobby.
I got that surgically done.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Have you seen that guy that's gotten all his surgery? He's gotten muscles, fake muscles put in his whole body.
Whoa.
Oh, I'd love
like,
to see that
He's
guy.
Like Russian or something. He's got, so look, 100% of all of his body has been surgically done.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. That's one of the cases. That's not the main guy. But this is them injecting fake muscles into them. They're not strong. These guys can't lift anything. But it's all like different chemicals and waters and solutions and saline and shit.
They look like Popeye. Yeah.
This guy got fake. Those are fake abs. They're injected.
Are they
into
drawn
his,
in?
No, dude. That's put into his body. That's like a physical
look
piece.
Look at his face.
Well, that's not an ab. His face isn't an ab.
Oh,
that's an abscess. That's different. Yeah,
it looks manufactured.
I mean, and let me ask you something. Being the only girl, you're a girl too. You're like more of a kid though.
Hold on though.
Oh my God.
What a moment that just happened.
I'm a girl. I never saw my dad's penis.
No, we say guys get to see their dad's penis. Girls, you see your
mom. The reason why I said that, I'm so sorry to apologize. Did I hurt your feelings?
No, yeah.
so it did, right?
Yeah.
But can I tell you why I said that?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't view you as a man or a woman. I view you as a comedian, a peer.
Oh, that's bullshit.
No, you know what's so funny? Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, I don't treat you like I would any other comedian that opens for us.
That's right.
And that's my slave. You know?
That's beautiful. Yeah, I don't see you as a man either.
Okay, I can take that. You know what? I'll take that. What do you view me as?
A comedian.
Okay, thank you. And that's good.
What do you view me as?
Also a comedian.
Okay, good.
Good.
I was waiting.
But
for
let me
that
ask
now.
You
to the lady in the room.
Let me ask the two ladies in the room: is that sexy to you?
No.
Fake muscle guy, no chance.
But why do they do it then?
It's for self. They feel like that's going to help their image.
Anyway,
sad. Sad.
It's sad. It's I liked my body.
I like your body.
Yeah, it's blobby.
It's not blobby.
Yeah. What do you think? Blobby.
It's Bobby.
It's Bobby.
It's blobby.
Yeah.
You're blobby. You remind me of a stress ball. Because you know how, like, depending
on the
day.
Yeah, I know
what
they are, but let me think about it.
Yeah.
No.
To me.
It hurt.
Why?
Stress ball?
First of all, everybody wants
because they're squeezable.
Everybody wants to touch them.
Yeah.
Okay, they feel relaxed.
Tell me when I've said something that's not correct about you being a stress ball, metaphor stress ball. Everybody wants to touch it, right?
Okay, let me say
Can
true.
I finish?
Let me just say true or false for after everyone.
Fine.
So say it again.
Everybody wants to touch it.
True.
It's soft and sweet.
Bing.
True.
It's disposable. You can throw it away whenever you're done with it.
boom, falls.
You know, I was really waiting on the fall sound.
Yeah.
You are a stress ball.
Yeah. You know what you are? Driftwood.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Dead wood?
Yeah.
Just floating along the fucking river?
Misshapen.
I can't wait till a beaver uses me.
True. Dry. Ding. True.
Yeah.
Unfuckable.
Ding.
True.
You've never seen a good piece of driftwood you wanted to stick your dick in?
I fuck everyone.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
I fuck every single one.
You ever seen a beaver's dam? I want to fuck the shit out of those things.
Yeah.
Show me a good old beaver dam. I'll show you a boner right here in the studio.
You know, when you just said that, it's interesting because if I had my personality in a beaver, I wouldn't have a dam.
Yeah.
Because you have to work really hard to make one.
Look
right?
at those two beavers. Yeah. If that's you and I, right? That's you and I.
Right.
First of all, you're in the front, you're sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, that well, because, you know, that's a Tempur-Pedic log he's sleeping on. I don't know if you know that, but yeah. So I'm sleeping, and then you're going, come on, dude, we got to make the fucking. But I'm gonna...
Post about the dam! Post about the dam! There, no one's going to know it's here if
we're
we don't
going
post.
To the Phoenix fucking dam in 2 weeks.
Post about it.
Right, so.
No, honestly, you would be the worst beaver. You'd die.
No, do you need a dam to live as a beaver?
Why do they build them?
I think flex.
You think that's a big flex?
Yeah, it's like, check out my dam, you know what I mean? But I don't need it.
Why do they build, Google that. I have no idea why.
I don't know why, because it's not that secure, is it?
Maybe they like still water.
Yeah, I like that. Maybe they like float.
Let's try to guess.
Why do beavers build a dam? I think, you know what I think it is?
What? Breeding.
I think it's for breeding. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, it's got to be. Breeding. Why do beavers build dams? Beavers build dams across streams to create a pond where they can build a beaver lodge to live in. These ponds provide protection from predators like wolves, coyotes, or mountain lions. So it's got to be for breeding, too.
But check this out.
Check it out.
I have good people skills. The wolves, they love me.
Mm-hmm.
No, they do, dude.
You're going to be the one beaver. I'm a wolf. Ready?
Oh, yeah. Hey!
You're dead already. You're dead within seconds.
Let's try again.
Okay.
Give me another shot.
You won't get another life in real life.
I don't know.
All right, ready?
Hey, Rivera. Remember I gave you the mushroom last week and the nut? Yeah. Maybe. I'm just going to go on my way.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Where are you from?
Korea. I'm a Korean beaver.
You're a creaver.
A creaver.
On you go.
Oh, thank you.
I'd let you go.
See, there we go. I would be friends with all the predators.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you'd attract them back to the dam.
I wouldn't
be
give
like,
a fuck.
No,
what she's saying is they would be like, I want to hang out and go see that guy. But then they would let one guy in the circle would be like, I know we like hanging out with him, but we should fucking eat him, right?
But then I would have a side deal with that guy, and uh-huh. You can eat all my friends.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking side
which
deal.
Which beavers in the room are you throwing under the bus first?
Oh, fuck. Probably you.
Yeah, you're gone.
Yeah, you're gone.
You're fucking
you're gone,
dude.
The Asian one, you're gone.
Yeah.
And then you're last.
I'm not getting it. I'm gone by that time because you've tipped me off. I'm running away. Guys, I'm going to get more wood. Wink, wink.
Right.
I'm fucking gone.
What I would have done is written a letter on a piece of bark. Mm-hmm. Right? Run. Yeah, dear Andrew, run.
Dear Andrew.
So I'd hand it to you.
Well, you.
Yeah. Oh, no, these are my fucking wolves friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vroom. With Vroom, you can shop thousands of cars right from your phone and have your next ride delivered straight to you.
You guys, you know, I just bought a car. And you know what I hate?
What
going
do you hate?
In the hot summer, mm-hmm. going to these lots.
Ugh.
And you get sweaty.
Yeah.
Right? And you have to walk around.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry, dude.
I'm thirsty.
But you can do all that from the convenience of your own home, my friend.
You don't have to leave. You can just get on your phone and get a car. That's insane. And plus, they give you a full week or 250 miles, whichever one comes first, to make sure that your new ride is right for you. Plus, all the cars on Vroom.com come with a 90-day limited warranty and 1 year of roadside assistance nationwide, giving you peace of mind while you're zooming around the road.
And guess what? You can trade in your old car when you buy your new one, or you can even just sell your car to Vroom. When you sell your car on Vroom, you get a price instantly, and they'll even come pick it up.
That's how great they were. We sold my mom's old car on there, and they gave me a price right away. Didn't have to haggle or hassle or none of that stuff. Told us what it was, swapped it out, very easy. And you don't even have to buy a car from them. If you want to sell your car, just go ahead and do just that.
You can buy a car from Vroom entirely online. So next time you need to buy a car, just grab your phone, go to Vroom.com and check out thousands of cars.
That's right. Grab your phone, go to Vroom.com and check out thousands of cars today. That reminds me of when we used to sneak out of high school for lunch. like before when we were sophomores or whatever, and we'd sneak off campus and you couldn't do that, and we'd sneak back in, but we would pay off, you know, or give or get weed or something, because it wasn't always money. These like hall monitor type guys, we would just give them whatever they wanted to sneak us inside doors, and they would have that whole like hand us stuff.
Oh, really?
Like we can't go down certain hallways.
Like, oh, you had connections.
Like you can't go down sophomore hall because they'll be out that way.
Oh, so you were kind of like in your own little mafia.
Yeah, little
mafia. Yeah.
It was actually a very coordinated effort. It was but they didn't really want us to get in trouble either. Those guys were just,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were like, fucking don't get busted by the.
Yeah, I used to smoke weed. I would cup it.
In your hand?
Yeah, so I'd cup it like this so that the it's sticking. And I'd cup it and smoke it and never got caught. And I used to do meth in the meth book too.
What?
In the crease. If you snort, you can snort the meth.
Out of a crease.
Yeah, so I'm just reading a book. You know what I mean?
Bobby, how are you liking geometry?
I fucking love it. I love it. I'm going to build a gazebo. I'll build a gazebo.
Bobby would go on to build one of the best gazebos of all time.
But the most humiliating was this. I was such a poor student. My senior year, my brother was a freshman. Mm-hmm. And when I went to math class, he was in it.
Oh,
it was sucked.
And you still didn't do well in that class, did you? How many times did you get held back in a class?
That was only math.
Yeah.
But see, my brother laughed.
Well, yeah.
He went, you know what I mean?
Culturally,
it's
tough.
It was so humiliating.
Yeah.
But I was sober, so I was like, fuck school.
Fuck school, dude.
You don't need it.
You do.
No, you don't.
Please
why,
don't
why
tell.
Why would you need it?
School?
Yeah.
You need elementary school.
You can learn everything from movies and television.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with that.
If you watch every movie, every TV show, you can learn the language. Mm-hmm. You can also learn things of how to escape things. You know what I mean? Like in terms of like, if you watch a heist movie.
Okay.
What do you mean, Kate? I don't like your tone right now, dude.
Okay.
All right. Or, you know, when you watch something like Braveheart.
What if you watch Die Hard?
You learn.
What are you going to learn?
You don't walk across the fucking ground when you have bare feet and there's broken glass.
That's true.
So, you know, and have I done that in my life? Never.
Never.
I've never done that. Give me another movie.
What if you Jurassic Park?
I never get on those little tourist rides.
Oh, so you're not, you never are a tourist.
No, I go to the facility, right? But I don't go on those little, and let's see the wilderness.
So you think you can learn a lesson from every movie.
Exactly.
And you don't need school.
No.
Okay, I'll give you another movie. Chocolat.
Oh, fuck, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's tough, huh?
Well, what's the lesson there then? In Chocolat.
Don't eat chocolate. The guy guy dies of diabetes.
Oh, he does?
She takes it. This is so fucking cruel. She takes him on a date. And look at that. This is a retelling of the story of Adam and Eve. Yeah. Right? You know, it's like Eve gave fucking Adam the apple. He bites it. And of course.
Dude, if Johnny Depp, see that chocolate? If that was your penis, you'd let him suck it in that photo.
Well, then, yeah. Not now.
No, not now.
Now that he's a fucking warlock.
Yeah.
Not letting that wizard suck my dick. He's fucking cool.
But then, dude, my God, dude.
He could suck the cream right out of that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at him now. Just fucking bonkers.
He's okay there.
Yeah, but these are the best pictures they could find.
Right. He's wearing makeup.
You know, we got in a real discussion about this today, about, you know, the writer's strike that's happening.
Right.
And it's like, I'll tell you what. Yes, pay the writers. Obviously, I'm for that. Also, you know any fucking working actors, quote unquote, that don't have any money? I know so many of them. That are working actors and they make no fucking money. It's time for the writers to get what they're due, but honestly, it's really sad what happens. I know people that come and do guest stars and they're guest starring a ton and they're still not making enough to survive.
I mean, if I had to
seriously
live off of just acting, I would have a day job. That's a fact.
Most do. Look at this. Jeffrey Owens turns the tables on Trader Joe's shaming. Yeah. Remember him, Jeffrey Owens? He had to get a job at Trader Joe's.
But then what happened to him was a Fox newscaster trying to shame him. Like, look at this guy that was used to be on, what was it? The Martin show. What show was he on? Oh, Cosby Show.
Cosby. Yeah. On the Cosby Show.
Look, they tried to shame him and then directors started getting him jobs.
I know, but how awful that it took like a fucking moment for the internet in shame to have this poor man have to. It's just weird to think that that's how that works out sometimes. And by the way, I don't know, man. Could be a mismanagement of money. Who knows what was going on in his life?
Yeah, as an actor, because there's so much streaming, because there's just so much out there that you don't make that much money, and you can't even become. How would you become super famous from acting now?
I think they handpick you. We talked about this on
the
Margot
bus. Robbie.
I think they handpick
they
you.
Yeah.
They package you. They make you the thing. Margot Robbie was like born to be a star.
Yeah.
They wanted her to be famous.
You have to be a genetic anomaly almost.
You have to look special.
Yeah.
You know what I saw today? I saw two women today walking out of this restaurant. And I was like, where did they fucking make you guys? Like they were walking together like
pristine.
Two models. Yeah, they looked fake. They looked, and they didn't have like a lot of work done or anything, but they were fucking beautiful. And it's like, I'm not supposed to be next to you guys. They should be separate. They should put them in a, they should be on the moon. They should be on the moon.
Hot Can people, I be on the moon with them?
No fucking way.
I will just be their friend.
Would not pass the test. You could drive the rocket ship to the moon. Maybe get out for a smoke break and say hi.
Yeah. Hey, just leaning against, like yeah. leaning against the.
Squatting,
the,
for sure.
Oh, like an Asian squat?
Yeah, squat.
Hey ladies, good luck.
No thanks.
I just said good luck.
Back to Earth.
Bye.
Back to Earth, I'll go. That's 100%.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
You would be driving and I would be yeah. like, I'd be doing tickets. You know, I'd be the ticket taker.
Yeah.
On the hot ship to space.
What would they say to you?
They'd be like, oh, what are you?
They'd be like,
they go, oh, are you taking tickets? I go, yeah. And they're like, you're not so bad.
No, they
wouldn't. And then I go, thanks, girls. And then as I'd walk away, they go.
Yeah.
And mean. I'd get their bags.
They would go, how do we start a fire in this atmosphere?
Yeah.
When they saw you.
When they saw me. You're driving, I'm taking tickets, you're definitely doing the bags.
Yeah. And they're like, what a nice young man.
Who's that boy that took our bags? What's his name?
Yeah.
He had pink glasses on?
Yeah. You know, okay.
Accept the fate, dude. We're not going to the hot moon. We're not going to hot moon.
I know you're hot moon.
I know you're thinking about it, but you don't. You're not.
How do I get into hot moon?
You don't. You.
If I was like Bezos.
Hot moon.
What? Can I
hot
own?
Moon.
Wait. Can I own hot moon?
No fucking way.
Why?
Because have you seen Jeff Bezos? Look at him. They wouldn't let him on. Even if he owned it, they'd be like, "Sorry, Jeff."
Yeah, you got to be really ugly to own the moon.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a fucking movie. That you're driving the spaceship for the hot people to go to space, I'm taking tickets and she's loading bags, and we try to devise a plan on how to permanently live up there.
Yeah, like, let moon? Me bring
yeah,
your
on,
bags.
Yeah. On oh, hot moon.
Yeah, yeah. I'll bring your bags to your room on the moon.
And I'm like, you know what? I think you need to get a new ticket. This one doesn't work, so I'll have to follow you off into the moon and you'll have to get a new credit card.
No, you know what I do? We would it would be like The Hills Have Eyes, and you and I would live in a cave.
Oh, yeah.
And they would walk by and they just see four eyes. Blinking. Yeah, blink, 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 blink. And it's just, it's eerie.
Yeah.
They'll never feel safe.
But wait, why are we doing that? I thought we wanted to hang out.
I'd rather, no, I'd rather affect, because I don't like their attitudes
so
already.
So we're just staring at hot people all day?
Yeah, yeah, and just blinking. And I would probably like, and maybe we'd evolve into making getting red glowy eyes. We need red glowy eyes.
Okay, we'll get those before we leave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can go to like, you know, do they sell at Hot Topic?
Okay.
I don't know.
Are they still around?
I don't know. What is that? What's the store that you can get red glowy eyes?
Claire's.
Spencer's?
Yeah, Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You can find that.
But they'll have little dicks on the pupils.
100%.
Yeah.
Little tiny dicks.
I'd rather freak them out.
But I think that's the truth. We wouldn't be allowed on Hot Moon. Hot Moon isn't for us, dude.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
When you're driving the bus, they're distracted on their phones taking selfies. You empty everything out of their bags. And then when they park, you guys get in the bags. And then I'll carry you guys.
You can't carry us.
I'll have a dolly.
Yes, okay.
And it's the moon, so the gravity is like easier to
That's true.
Push.
And I would look at you and go, you know what? Fuck this place. Let's create Uglo Mars.
So we go to Mars and make Uglo Mars.
Uglo Mars is where we go.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't let them come from Hot Moon.
They wouldn't want to go.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if you have a passport. You can't come to Uglo Moon.
But wait, why would they even want to?
Because
what do we have there that they need? The hottest what?
When we're in hot, this is what happens. When we're on fucking Uglo Mars, mm-hmm. right? You and I discover something more addictive than opiates.
Whoa.
In the earth.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like a lab, right? And then we send her to fucking.
With a sample of it.
Yeah, Hot Moon.
Oh, wow.
Right? You give it to them. Just a little dabble.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
puts it in their bags.
Right, right. They take it. They're jonesing now,
mm-hmm.
right? We need to get to Uglo Moon, Mars. To, you know what?
Sorry. Can't come.
Exactly. We do the thing. Do we have a gigantic metal finger that does this? No, 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 no.
No hotties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice try.
Yeah, and then they're just shivering.
Do we ever go to war with them?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, we do.
We take over Hot Fucking Moon, dude. We fucking take it over, dude.
Honestly, we wouldn't make it to Hot Moon, and I'm okay with that. You know, like I saw, dude, fucking, they're shooting, they're finishing Rust. They're finishing Rust. They just wrapped Rust.
Oh, really? They're going to finish that movie?
They did. They just wrapped.
Is he still in it, Alec?
He's still doing it. He's still shooting up people.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that's what that movie was called. That's the one, Alec.
Yeah, look. They finished production. They went back to production on it.
That's gross.
But honestly,
yeah.
Why would you finish shooting a movie?
Yeah, just let
you got to let that one go. That one, call it a loss.
I think if someone dies,
it's over.
It's over. Well, they did that with The Crow.
It's over.
Yeah, they finished it.
They finished it without the star.
It's crazy. But also, I know it's a huge loss for the, it's a big loss, but that's like, what is it? Like force majeure. It's like, there's got to be an insurance clause. It's like somebody died.
Yeah.
You got to fucking, you can't finish. Imagine.
Yeah.
Biggest movie of your career. You're shooting it next year. Biggest of your.
What's it called?
Fucking career.
What's it called, baby?
Ping Pong Ching Chong. It's the greatest ping pong champion.
Am I Ching Chong?
Yes.
Oh,
you're the
thank
star.
God.
You're the star.
I thought you were going to say Randall Park's Ching Chong.
No. You are the great Ping Pong Ching Chong. You know the story of him, don't you?
Oh, the legendary story of Ping Pong Ching Chong?
Yeah.
From the folklore?
Yes, dude.
Oh, I know it. Repeat it.
You know it.
I know you love it. I know you know it.
It's incredible.
And a white guy knowing it, it just puts fucking butterflies in my heart, dude.
He was born
where?
He was born in Taiwan.
Yeah, exactly.
And his parents instead put him in a dumpster or something that most people, they buried.
Their last, night, last names were the Slants. Right? Ping Pong Slant.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, why not?
I don't remember
it
that.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. And they bury him alive.
Oh, because they thought it was a girl?
Yep.
I see.
And check this out.
Because there's only one child policy.
That's right. And so they bury him in the backyard, which is disgusting and inhumane.
Yeah, so Ping Pong Slant's buried.
But let me tell you something about Ping Pong.
What?
The resiliency.
What?
He uses his resources around him. He eats worms. He's staying alive underground.
Also, he's Asian, so he's born knowing karate.
Already.
Right, so he does that Uma Thurman thing.
Right.
Right? Like, remember Dawn of the Evil Dead, sticking his hand out, right?
But.
And what?
That's years later. He grew underground.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah, that's right. My bad.
So he grew to be a full-grown man, right?
Right.
He's 19, 20 years
old. But you're
old.
Missing the fucking wise earthworm.
What?
There's an earth when he's on that. Remember that wise earthworm?
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
What does he say?
He's voiced by Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna be the greatest ping pong player of all time.
Yeah. Remember him?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he gives him the knowledge.
The knowledge of it, right?
You can get out of the situation. You just have to play ping pong.
Right.
So sure enough, he comes to the United States and becomes the greatest champion of all time, faces adversity, racism, hatred, setbacks, and he becomes the greatest. You are playing Ping Pong Ching Chong next
Amazing.
Year.
Amazing. Who's playing the worm?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, but what if he can't do it?
Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin.
Definitely
yeah.
an Eddie.
And if he can't do it, Cat Williams said he would do it.
But 30th is Eric Griffin.
This motherfucker's gonna play ping pong.
Oh, yeah.
Cat Williams will do it.
I can't wait.
So listen.
Let me say something. How did he, how old was he when he left the fucking earth?
What they? But he was a baby. They put him underground to kill.
I know, but how long was he down there with fucking, you know what I mean?
20
the
years.
Worm.
He became 20.
20 years. And then he gets out and he knows how to speak.
The worm teaches him everything.
Chinese.
Yeah, wise worm.
Cat Williams, a wise worm.
Right.
Cat Williams.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember.
But he speaks like Cat Williams because that's the only voice he's ever heard.
So Ping Pong Ching Chong is like, I'm ready to fucking play ping pong, bitch.
Right.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, right.
This motherfucker wants to play ping pong.
I'm ready to play ping pong, bitch.
Exactly.
Fuck yeah. Do I get the role?
You got
it. Motherfucker.
So here's the deal. 2024, you're shooting in Vancouver. That's where a lot of films are being shot.
Right.
And you're up there, and sure enough.
McCone's the cinematographer.
McCone is yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, back it up, dude.
Oh, so now, and I swing the ping pong, the paddle, I lose it.
And it kills.
It goes between an actress's mouth,
mm-hmm.
splits her mouth like the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
She dies.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
And then the studio goes, hey, Ping Pong.
I'm Bobby. I'm playing Ping Pong.
We refer to you as your character almost always.
Yeah, but it's just a little racist when you call me Ping Pong when I'm off screen.
Sliding you a check.
Oh, $40.
So Ping Pong, back to what I was saying, Ping Pong?
Yes.
You're willing to go for it?
Yes.
Okay. There's a girl, can you Google this? There is a girl who's girl snowboarding away from a bear. I saw this clip today.
Yeah.
I was like, holy fucking shit. This girl is so, she has no idea. She's strapping in.
Is this one?
Yeah, and has no idea a bear is chasing her. She's like listening to music. Look at this. And there's a fucking bear right there. And she doesn't see it because the camera's not, camera's just facing her. She doesn't see.
Oh my God.
She doesn't see what's behind her.
Yeah.
So look.
Badass.
No, but she has no idea. She's inches away from like a slip up or whatever from just getting fucking eaten alive. Look, you think he's gone? Nope, he's right there. She's just cruising along.
And she has no idea.
No
so far.
Fucking idea. Look at her face. She has, if she had an idea, she'd panic and fall. Thank God she never turned around. Look, there he is
whoa,
right there.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like the Revenant.
Every time you think he's gone, he's right fucking there. Right
whoa,
there.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And now she gets over the crest of that hill and she rips and she's far away.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Wow. I'd be dead.
Imagine watching back that footage.
Yeah.
Piss. Piss myself.
I can smell bear.
Sorry? Say it again. You can smell bear.
Yeah.
You think you've got that keen of a sense of smell.
Oh, I know bear. I know bear.
What does it smell like?
It smells like wolf. But like heftier.
A heavy wolf. You think a bear is a heavy wolf?
They have similar smells.
Is this one of your Chinese calendar
no,
things?
No, because it's like, no, I'll tell you why though. I'll be real.
Uh-huh.
I can smell a bear because I know what wet dog smells like.
Well, that I know.
You know, right?
But that's not what a bear smells like.
Yes, it
like.
Does. It's in the snow. It's hair. Wet hair. You can smell it.
So
I have a keen. I'm like Daredevil. No, I have senses, man.
Yeah, you've got the regular ones.
Bear.
No, I have extra smelling sense.
You think you have an extra chromosome.
Yeah, dude. I can't hear that well or see, but it all went into my fucking nose.
You tricked
dude.
Him.
Why, do they have Down syndrome? Yes. Okay, good. No. Very good one. No. Very good. You don't think you could smell bear?
No!
Yeah, you could.
I can't smell a fucking bear.
And she had those big goggles on.
Yeah, but that's, can you, do you smell with your eyes?
But
yeah.
I think they go over
you
her
actually,
nose.
You know, you actually can smell with your eyes.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. I can see smell.
I mean, can you, but human beings, don't we have an instinctual thing? When something dangerous is around?
When it's near you, yeah.
Yeah, yes. That's pretty near, dude.
Yeah, dude.
She was born with no fucking sense.
No, you know what she was born with?
What?
Fucking ripper, dude. She's ripping.
Oh, she is ripper.
She's like, fuck that, dude. Yeah, just got a rib, dog. Yeah. I think that's insane. But yes, when something is near you, your something instinctual kicks in to think that something's near. But she might have just thought it's snowy and windy. I don't know.
Yeah, the biggest fear... I think my biggest fear is being in the wilderness, the tundra, wherever.
Yeah, tundra, yeah.
Okay. And you run across a beast. You run across, I don't know what the beast lives in tundra, but it's got fangs, dude.
What does it look like?
Oh, it's got fucking Michael Shannon eyes.
What?
They're wide apart.
Yeah.
The actor, Michael Shannon.
Like Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah, oh, right?
Yeah.
Two saber teeth. But not coming out of the mouth, though.
Where is it coming out of?
Cheek.
What?
Yeah, but it's got more coming out of the mouth.
What?
Yeah, so he's just like melting teeth.
Oh.
Melting teeth.
Right. Michael Shannon eyes, right?
Shannon eyes, melty tooth.
Yeah, yeah. The body of Ralphie May.
So slow.
Yeah, but yeah. The legs of Usain Bolt.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying like a 600-pound Usain Bolt.
Yes.
And he can run that fast.
Right. Michael Shannon eyes, remember.
Shannon eyes right. And high teeth.
And you're there, right? And you know there's nothing you can do.
Nothing.
Imagine that fear.
Nothing.
Yeah. What kind of animal is that?
What do you start doing?
What?
What do you start doing?
I would probably smear poo on my face.
If it's charging towards you, you smear poo on yourself?
Well, I would shit automatically because that's your organic.
That's instinct.
Right? So, immediately on my face. And I would just fall to the ground.
Man gets canceled for doing blackface while getting mauled by.
No, I'm doing poo face. Right? I would pretend I was poo. What do you think?
Funny.
What do you think?
Imagine if they find you, but they cancel you because they're like, hey, man.
Bobby
was doing blackface while getting attacked.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In the wood tundra.
Well, the Michael Shannon creature was nearby. No.
No, still, dude. Yeah, you didn't need to do blackface. That's so offensive.
Disgusting.
But wouldn't you be don't you have a fear of an animal like.
Curl up in a ball.
You would curl up in a. That's
curl
not,
up in a ball
that's
and
not,
let it play with
no,
you.
No, I think you take sticks and you make it loud. Like, you know those airport guys with the...
What do you want, like a float at the
guys.
Gay pride parade?
Yeah.
YMC. And then just...
No, but you would scream, why? You know what I mean? You would really scream and scare... Oh my God, there's a fucking loud eight.
You're supposed
Asian.
To get big. You're supposed to get
big. Yeah, go big.
Is that true? I thought that was a myth.
No, they say get big.
Yeah.
I know they say that, but I thought you weren't smart.
Here's the deal. If a bear's charging towards you, you're fucked. Yeah. You're not going to get big. You're not going to get small. You're going to go like this. That's
right,
it.
Right.
You're not doing shit. Yeah. You're not doing fucking shit.
Like when we signed with sharks in Hawaii, you take an hour class. And the one I did remember, I don't remember the rest of them, splashing. You can't splash.
You're not supposed to splash.
Right. You have to swim above them.
Right.
But the third one, never lock eyes.
Look away.
You look away.
You look away.
Yeah. Like you blush almost.
That's why autistic kids are so good with sharks.
Oh. You're right.
There's never been an autistic kid attacked by a shark.
Like if Rain Man was in the ocean, never get bit.
Gotta go to Kmart, gotta have sharks. Yeah. Shark fin soup. Fins are soup. Super fin.
That's a really good joke. I like it.
Imagine.
Yeah, imagine.
Imagine though. Yeah, honestly, yeah. I felt, even though I knew that we went and swam with manta rays or... Yeah, manta ray, right? Manta ray in Hawaii. And even though I know that they're like, these things aren't going to hurt you, there's nothing about it, but still, you get near them and you're like,
yeah.
What if it fucking turns on me?
Or what if it's not a manta ray?
What if it fucking wants
What if it's a Michael Shannon creature?
They kind of look alike.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, was it a stingray? I don't know, whatever.
Stingray, see, that's what fucks me up because he killed the master, Steve Irwin.
Are manta rays, can they kill you? No, maybe it was a manta ray, right? I don't know. Are they deadly?
They look like bats in the ocean, dude. Look at that.
But do they want to hurt the human? Ooh, I don't remember what we swam with. Manta rays are quiet, peaceful. Right, they're manta ray. That's who we swam with, manta ray. They didn't want to...
stingrays, though? Look up that.
Well, yeah, stingrays don't like you. Stingrays don't like you.
Why?
Because they're... You know why?
Yeah.
Because they're on Ugo Mars.
All right.
Look at those fucking things. Look at the fourth picture. Click on the fourth. Look at that fucking ugly bitch.
Holy Aww, shit, dude. Cute.
Now look at what a manta ray looks like. Go to manta ray and look at what those fucking guys... Stingrays are just ugly. Manta rays, beautiful.
Yeah.
They're on the moon.
Yeah.
He looks like a fucking, he looks like the Batmobile.
You know what? I just realized stingrays are the fucking Asian fish of the ocean. You know why? Flat faces. Wow, dude.
Wow.
And does that offend you?
No.
Okay.
So the lesson that we learned today was that we are all going to go to Ugo Mars. But beware, Hot Moon.
Yeah.
We're fucking coming for you, buddy.
It's a war.
It's a war. So pack up, get ready, hunker down. Because I don't think Hot Moon folks are going to be able to handle Ugo Mars. What's your plan of attack, Jesse? Go.
Shotgun.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I didn't say weapon. I just mean, Jesus Christ.
You're going to shoot a shotgun into space?
God damn it.
I mean, it'll be gnarly.
Yeah.
It would be gnarly.
From Mars?
Yeah.
And just traveled through.
This is her plan of attack. She just, and then you're like, what now? And you're like, we got to wait like a year and a half.
But it'll
and
be
then
epic.
It might get there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're planning our attack and just fucking take heed. Yeah. We're coming for you, baby.
Yeah.
And what will we say when we get there?
Thank you for being a bad friend.